Welcome to CSR, Chickering Student Radio. Your hosts today are Aaliyah, Andy, and Andrew.
Mrs. Grady is one of four fourth grade teachers, and she is our teacher. We were curious to know what her first year of fourth grade was like and what she is looking forward to in her second year in fourth grade. Please sit back and enjoy our chat with Mrs. Grady.
This is Mrs. Grady's second year in fourth grade. We wondered what her best experience was during her first year. She shared,
"For me, I had known all the third graders, and then they became fourth graders, so I got to see them grow, which was great for the whole grade level. But also, there were four kids that I had had in third grade, and they came with me to fourth grade, and to watch them grow was really interesting. But I think the best experience, you know, regardless of what grade you're in, is just teaching kids."
We were interested to know what she envisioned for her second year of fourth grade. She commented,
"Well, I have a new team with me. I have now Mrs. Varley's with me, and Mrs. Seamus is here, and Mrs. Atkinson is here. So I'm really looking forward to working with all of them, because I think that new teachers always come with a lot of different ideas, and I think it's great to collaborate and do things like that. And I'm also really looking forward to my class of fabulous students, especially the Chickering reporters."
She feels new teachers bring different ideas. We inquired if there is something she wants to change in fourth grade.
"I wish everyone would have a Chromebook. Right now, we only have 10 in each one. I wish there were rainbows and puppy dogs and unicorns in the classroom every day."
"Okay, why?"
"Because I think that those would bring happiness and sunshine to everyone."
Having taught both third and fourth grade, we questioned which she liked better.
"Third grade or fourth grade?"
"That's a very good question, Aaliyah, because I used to teach first grade."
"Yeah."
"You know that? And so people would say to me, 'Did you love teaching first grade?' I was like, 'Yes, first graders love you. They think you're the best thing in the world, and they learn so much.' And then I went to third grade, and I was like, 'Oh, they're cute, they still like you, and they're more independent, so they can do some more.' So then I'm up at fourth grade, and I'm like, I wonder if they're going to be cute and still like me. I know they'll be independent." So that was one of the, it's kind of hard to judge it, because first grade is very different, and they're young and cute, and third grade is they're cute, but they do more. And fourth grade, I think that I love fourth grade, because you guys do so much more, and you know how I like to teach writing, and we do so much more writing. So I guess I would say fourth grade.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think if next year you found me in second grade, I'd say second grade. But I don't think you'll find me in second grade.
Yeah. Okay.
She just completed her first year of fourth grade. We wondered what she learned. Mrs. Grady learned a lot in her first year, and she stated,
"I learned that fourth graders are smart. I learned that they can write for a long time, because I've always thought of that long comp MCAS thing as like, dread. But I was amazed and surprised and happy about how well they did. And I also learned a ton of new things about North America, because we study North America and geography has never been my thing. But I learned a ton of it teaching it to kids. And I also learned about rocks and minerals, which is riveting."
We asked Mrs. Grady if she would like to teach another grade other than first, third, or fourth. She announced that maybe for a year she would teach second grade.
"Yes, I would like to teach second grade at some point, because I think that I've taught first. I don't know if you guys knew that. I taught first for 3 years. So I've taught first, and I've taught third, and I've taught fourth. So I think it would be nice to dip into second grade, but I don't know if I'd want to stay there. Because I kind of like, once I went to third and fourth grade, it's kind of nice to get a lot of stuff out of you."
Some younger students think teachers live at school, but we know otherwise. We were curious to know what she does when she is not in school.
Well, I like to hang out with my family, especially my son, Jack, and my dog, Clancy, and my husband, too. But I just love hanging out with them and also my whole family. So I go to the Cape a lot, and my mom and dad live there. So I'm with them, and my sisters come down, and my nephews and nieces. So that's one thing. And I love to read, which I'm sure you're not surprised about. And I like to do all kinds of different things. I like to be with people I love.
Laughter can be heard in our room often. So we wondered, what was the funniest thing that happened last year?
Lots of things are funny, and I usually laugh every day. I think sometimes when we do videos, they're really funny, because you kind of see people in a different way. Last year, I thought the video that we did for you guys coming in was really fun, and that was funny. And I also think sometimes teachers cut together, and we laugh a lot because we joke around and things like that about funny things. And I think that's all I can think about right now. But I'm sure when I hang this up, something funny is going to happen when you stop recording.
It was interesting to know that Mrs. Grady would like to teach second grade to see what it is like, but maybe not stay there. Laughter is heard every day in her class. It is not surprising that she likes teaching fourth grade best. After all, it's less work for her since her students are more independent.
We learned that family is very important to Mrs. Grady, and when she isn't at school, she is with them. We wish her another wonderful year. Interviewing her was fun, and we are happy to be in her class.
Thanks for joining us today.